tractors in developing countries. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Farmers will need to produce more food in the next 50 years than was produced in the previous 10,000 years combined. And while one U.S. farmer can currently feed 155 people, that number is obviously significantly lower in developing countries, where much of the growth will likely have to come from. And one main reason for that is the lack of modern ag practices. And we're not even talking about GMOs and GPS, but just basic tools, such as tractors.
In many developing countries, you don't have access to even anything outside a plow drawn by an animal.
That's Margaret Ziegler with Global Harvest Initiative, who says the lack of money to buy such equipment stalls those farmers from mechanizing their operations and therefore boosting their production. But during a recent symposium in Washington, she spoke of a program from a U.S. equipment manufacturer to change that situation.
They are building in India a number of smaller tractors around the size of 35 horsepower, and they don't sell them to farmers themselves. They lease them out or they enable them to be rented by cooperatives. So even if you're a smallholder farmer with less than 5 hectares, you can participate in accessing mechanization, and it really means a big difference.
Yet another effort includes the development of a demonstration farm and training center in Africa with the aim of educating local farmers on modern agriculture and technology and the latest farming practices. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.